Nearly a dozen East Coast states, including Massachusetts, are working together to cut carbon emissions from their vehicles. This market-based solutions could generate up to $500 million in state revenue each year for Massachusetts, but it could also add 17 cents to the price of a gallon of gas. This according to some of the latest estimates. For more details on what this is all about and what it means, is WCAI's climate reporter Eve Zukoff. She's here with me in studio. Good morning, Eve.
Good morning to you.
Thanks for coming in to talk about this. So this is a regional project. It's called the Transportation Climate Initiative. Kind of explain exactly what it's all about.
Yeah, so this, basically about a dozen East Coast states from Virginia to Maine want to form this kind of regional pact. They'd be collaborating on a program that would effectively reduce greenhouse gas emissions from cars and trucks by 25% in the next 12 years. And that's really important because greenhouse gas emissions drive climate change. And in Massachusetts, transportation produces more greenhouse gas emissions than any other sector. But as you said, we're just learning that to reach those goals, the price of gas would likely rise by 17 cents per gallon by 2022. And that's really just a starting place.
And who was kind of in charge of this? This was a lot of governors from across the region. And how do they think this will, how is it going to work? What's the structure like?
Yes, governors are really kind of leading this path, actually. But basically, the simplest way I can think to explain how this works is distributors of gas and diesel will have to pay a fee or buy an allowance from states for each ton of carbon dioxide that their fuel will produce. Now, those allowances will be limited and sold by the states. So while the state is collecting millions to put towards electrifying and decarbonizing transportation systems, over time, the states will also raise the price for the emissions, which will force down the demand for those allowances. So you'll hear that this is called a cap and invest program.
Okay. That was a good description.
Oh, so, thank you.
But this is a little controversial, right? Like, if you're passing a fee or putting a fee on distributors, it's not like they're just going to take that and just pay it out of pocket. They're going to pass it on to consumers, right? And this obviously is causing a little controversy. In fact, New Hampshire pulled out of this initiative because the governor there says the cost would be unfair for rural constituents.
That's exactly right. He tweeted that. It was definitely a blow to this plan. And we will absolutely see oil and gas companies fighting this. We'll see a number of conservative groups fighting this. We've seen that already. And really, you know, the state would argue, though, that it's not a tax, it's a fee, because it's not directly collected at the pump, but it'll be passed down. But not everyone agrees on that. But the real question that you're getting at is, will this drive up gas prices for drivers? It stands to reason that that 5 to 7 cents per gallon could fall down onto consumers. And that's exactly what Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire said. He doesn't want rural drivers who simply have to buy more gas because they drive more, they have less access to public transit, to be shouldering the costs for other states' public infrastructure for their transportation.
And you said a little earlier that this could pretty dramatically, by a quarter, you said, reduce greenhouse gas emissions like in Massachusetts. And there will be revenue coming in. Will Massachusetts use that for other kind of programs to maybe ease the burden here?
Definitely. So we're thinking $500 million per year. In Massachusetts, about half of that would go towards the MBTA system. You know, that's another cause of controversy here. but also electric vehicle charging stations. That's all good, too. Ultimately, though, you know, the big picture is that taxpayers are already paying so much for transportation. This is really a way forward, but it's not without controversy. We'll be seeing more.
Mm. And that is WCAI's climate reporter Eve Zukoff. Thank you for coming in so early after spending the day working on this and figuring out what it's all about. I'm sure we'll be talking about it more.
Thank you, Katie.